Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. If you're a driver in Michigan, it's not exactly breaking news to hear that our auto insurance rates are some of the highest in the country. And drivers in Detroit pay the most. One study estimates an average of $3,400 annually. By comparison, the national average is about $900. Now, State Senator Morris Hood III, who's also the minority floor leader in the Senate, has introduced a bill that would only allow insurers to base their rates on anticipated repair costs, civil infraction history, and insurance claims history. Right now, companies can use other factors, including your zip code and how long you've been driving. Senator Hood joins me now. Welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Walk us through this bill, Senator. What would it change about auto insurance in Michigan?
Well, just as you said, looking at the different factors that are being used, their income level, whether or not they graduated from high school or have a college degree, their credit history, those are the things that are being used now. And we're just trying to make the way that it's calculated fair across the board.
Michigan's one of about a dozen or so states with no-fault insurance. And here in Michigan, we also have lifetime coverage for catastrophic accidents. And while many Michiganders favor those things, both of them are also seen as contributing to the high insurance rates here. Would your goal be to eliminate those?
No, the goal is not to eliminate those because those are really not the factors that are driving up the cost of your premium. The insurance companies indicate, you know, risk factors. We're saying that if you don't have a bad claims history, if you don't have a bad driving record, then that says that you're not a high risk.
We mentioned that Senate Bill 312 would limit what insurance companies can consider when they're choosing your auto rates. But at some level, theft is going to play a part in auto rates. And in urban areas, not just Detroit, but around the country, that's more likely to be a problem than, say, a rural area in the UP or in northern Michigan. How do you level the playing field without penalizing people who live in an area where one factor isn't at play, where, say, car thefts are really rare?
That's exactly what we're going after. In urban areas, if I don't have a claims history, I must be doing something right. I must be making sure that my car is locked. I must be having an alarm on my car. I must be parking in well-lit areas or possibly garaging my car every night. So if I'm doing something right, that means that I am less of a risk. So my insurance premiums should be reflected in that.
Do you have any concerns that Michiganders outside of Detroit could see their rates increase significantly because of the bill?
Well, we've heard from some of the insurance lobby that to lower rates in urban areas, it will raise rates in rural areas. And my question to that is, why? Is that because they have to keep their profit level at the same level? If the rates have to be fair across the board, then it shouldn't be tit for tat. In actuality, we're trying to lower rates across the state as a whole.
Senator Hood, there's been national research that shows that minority communities are charged more for car insurance, even when the usual risk factors are the same as they are in predominantly white communities. The issue of redlining is not a new one, and it's not exclusive to auto insurance. Would it take more than this bill to address that issue when it comes to insurance?
I don't think so. I think that this bill would accomplish what we're looking for. It will eliminate one area being charged a certain rate and another one being charged another rate. It would just be based on that individual, not a area.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan and House Speaker Tom Leonard are also working on legislation that they say would lower costs statewide. In the past, Duggan has supported Detroit-specific legislation, but this time he says he won't. Would you be willing to work with them on their legislation?
Definitely. We're open to working with anyone and everyone to accomplish this goal. And if that's a merger of the bills, we're ready and willing to do that.
Senator, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
Senator Morris Hood III represents Michigan's 3rd District, which includes Detroit, Dearborn, and Melvindale. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.